This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Sumitra Selvaraj and Kelly Anisa. Here are our stories today.
The International Council of Museums is voting on a new definition of what a museum is, but many are arguing that the definition is too political.
And four European nations have lost their measles-free status and a clarion call is being issued. Now, this is a disease that kills children. So as far as I'm concerned, the alarm bells need to ring as loud as possible. So on that note, on Twitter, we're asking you, should parents be punished for not vaccinating their children? Your choices are yes or no. And you can join the conversation today by tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03772-32900. We're also on Facebook Live today. Hello. So please do search for the BFM, The Bigger Picture on BFM, The Bigger Picture on Facebook and send us your comments.
So before we go to our first story, here's Friday on My Mind by The Easy Beats.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
That was Friday on My Mind by The Easy Beats. So now on to our first story. Mm-hmm. Kelly and Sumitra, I have a question for you guys. What is a museum?
Oh, are we playing Jeopardy?
No, but you know, I thought it's Friday. We can have some fun.
Okay. I'll go first. Museums used to conjure up this idea of dusty spaces filled with artifacts. Mm. But, you know, over the last decade or so of visiting museums, I think museums are just spaces where I go to enjoy what humanity has to offer in its creations.
Yes. Kelly?
I've never been to a museum before, I have to be honest. But based on what I've seen on films and on TV, it's a place where you keep old things, artifacts, I think.
So, I mean, I think we all get a particular picture in mind when we think what a museum is. So you might think that that's an easy enough question to answer. But the International Council of Museums, and yes, there is one, will actually be voting on what the definition of a museum is. They're voting next month because some parties think that the current definition of the word museum is out of touch with the 21st century. And, you know, just for some context, the International Council of Museums includes 40,000 museum professionals representing 20,000 museums across the world. So it's not a small organization, and it does sort of set the direction for, I think, how a lot of museums around the world will operate.
So I looked up this definition that you mentioned. Yeah, the current definition is, and it's been used for nearly 50 years. And the definition is a non-profit institution that acquires, conserves, researches, communicates, and exhibits a tangible and intangible heritage of humanity and its environment for the purposes of education, study, and enjoyment. Yeah, I think they need a redefinition. I would say yes to a redefinition.
Yeah, but a commission set up under the council thinks that this is outdated, Sumitra. Yeah. You know, as you said, the commission is headed by a Danish curator named Jette Sandal, and they want to incorporate aspects of human dignity, social justice, and cultural democracy into this definition.
Because there aren't enough aspects.
Yes.
Right.
So if you had a problem with that definition, Sandal and her new commission are proposing that a new definition for museums include terminology like democratizing, being more inclusive, being a polyphonic space for critical dialogue, and that museums should aim Museums should aim to enhance understandings of the world, aiming to contribute to human dignity and social justice, global equality, and planetary well-being. Are we clearer yet on what a museum is?
Crystal clear.
Okay.
So I can understand why the backlash to this was so swift, right? The council is supposed to meet on the 7th of September to vote on this new definition. As of last week, 24 national branches of the council, including France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Canada, and Russia, have asked for a postponement and to have a new proposal. The criticism of this new definition says that it's too political or ideological, too complicated. I'm with the too complicated and overinflated. Oh, now this gets my vote. Critics also say that many museums would find it difficult to fit into these new criteria.
So many people within the museum circles see this argument also as being a split between the more traditionalist way of running a museum and the more progressive progressive sides of the International Council of Museums. And this is particularly so amongst the European countries, right, where they have a really mixed history of how they represent history or artifacts or culture in their museums, you know, colonialist pasts and how they represent themselves and their history as well. So, you know, I see a reason why the more progressive side of the council would think that the way museums are defined should change.
But in a poll run by the In the Museums Journal showed that 62% of museum professionals in the UK don't think this new definition captures what a museum is in the 21st century. Although many of them think that the definition's complicated wording is the problem.
Did you take this poll?
I led the poll.
So, you know, I'm a bit confused you know, about this new definition as well. You know, what do you guys think of it?
Can I just scroll back and just get, I need this definition up. Okay. Where do I start? Okay, do we start with the original definition or do we start with what they want to include?
So I think the original definition, despite being kind of long, is what the rest of us also think of as being a museum. But it's the new one that I think is more confusing, right? Because, for instance, when they say polyphonic...
What does that even mean? Isn't that an old telephone term?
Yes, the polyphonic phone was what I aspired to. Kelly's looking at both of us like, when did you all grow up?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know headphones.
So polyphonic essentially means allowing different voices, multiple voices, rather than one point of view, one kind of voice.
Okay.
And then they talk about inclusivity. So maybe presenting a more inclusive idea of history, of cultural history.
Okay.
Social justice, though, I'm still a little... unclear on how do you represent social justice in a museum?
Yeah, that was my initial thought as well when I read about the new definition. How, I mean, when you think about social justice, it is a very broad term, right? How do you represent that in the context of a museum?
It's hard enough to define it in a work of art.
Yes.
Or in a play or in a piece of writing. But for a museum to want to embody this value, this idea of social justice, just seems like they've bitten off far more than they can chew.
Right. And whose perspective is also the question, right?
Yes.
So really, all this comes down to what the role of a museum today should be. And to get a bit of insight into this, I spoke earlier today to Simon Soon, who is an art history lecturer over at the University of Malaya. So Simon, in your opinion, what should a museum be?
What should a museum be? Well, I think it's very sort of like difficult question. You know, a museum began sometime in the 18th century as this sort of like encyclopedic sort of like project, right? It had the ambition of collecting the world and really sort of like telling stories about the world and accounting the world in a sort of like rigorously sort of like scientific manner. But of course, the role and function of the museum has changed a lot since then. I think we are sort of like less certain that that's the right kind of like approach to go about. And there have been also a lot of independent museums that have popped up over the course of the century that are telling micro histories, alternative sort of like stories, and giving us a sense that there are other ways in which we can sort of like talk about human existence in interesting sort of like ways, through different ways of sort of like framing as well. So when we sort of like try to like pin down whether there is a definition of what actually the museum is supposed to do, I think that's the hard thing.
So is it the role of a museum, though, to be ideological or to be political?
It depends on who you sort of like speak to. When it was sort of like founded with the original aim of becoming a sort of scientific institution, a role was supposed to be objective, right? So it, as an institution, then it's supposed to, I guess, project some kind of non-partisanship. But of course, I think the recent sort of like debate as to whether a museum should include social justice as a significant sort of like component within its programming, within a way it sort of like thinks of its sort of like mission, has a lot to do with the changes that happened in the 1970s with new museology. Basically, what happened in the 70s is that there was a loss of confidence in what the museum was supposed to sort of do. Museum was increasingly seen as a sort of like as a necropolis, as a sort of like tombstone, where things go to the sort of like die, where things or artifacts or history sort of like go to die. So what happens with that is that there was a new sort of like push in trying to figure out how we can sort of like make museums relevant again. And one way in which proponents of new museology try to do is to sort of was to sort of like really try to like turn the museum into a site of active public sort of like engagement. That also means making the museum available, or making sure that the museum can play a role as a sort of like public forum for conversations to happen. Specifically related to sort of like current social issues. I think the best thing that sort of like came out of sort of like new museology is really a call for the museum to be more attentive to, you know, what's happening in the sort of present day. In that sense, then maybe the ideal sort of like practice really should be about sort of like making that space for conversation to happen, rather than already sort of like predetermine what the value judgment.
So within this context, just to bring this bring this conversation to a more local perspective,
right?
How do you see our own national museum fitting into this? You know, what could they be doing better? What more could be done?
You know, I have not sort of like spoken to anyone from our national museum, so I don't know what their stance is, but judging by how it's sort of like being run for, you know, the past few years, it has been primarily a voice piece for the government, right? So I would be sort of like keen to see where they sort of like stand in this issue, because they might have a very different take on what it means to include social justice and, planetary sort of like consciousness or an awareness of sort of like climate change in their programming.
That was Simon Soon, art history lecturer from the University of Malaya. So Kelly, you said earlier you've never been to a museum. What would you want from a museum? If you went, what would it be for?
Before that, actually, I do want to ask, are museums all... I don't know what's a good way to put this. Are they, you know, what is it like in terms of like its architecture? Is it a very vibrant place to be at, for example?
I think you can get the whole spectrum from being really...
Is it a dusty old place?
Some like, can be.
So, I mean,
do you have Night in the Museum in your head at the moment? Is that what's going on?
I mean, for me, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, if I were to visit a museum, I'd like to see all of that. I mean, I'd like to go there for the purpose of what they are exhibiting. But also, I think for the younger generation, at least, what would appeal to them is, I would say, maybe the design of the place. You make it look interesting and vibrant, because this concept that I get about museums is that it's old and it's dull. And, you know, I mean, I'm speaking as someone who hasn't been to one. Mm-hmm. But if I'm speaking from the perspective of those who are younger, I think that is what would stand out to us personally. Okay.
And I suppose I see where you're coming from, because that might have been, you know, an early definition for me of what a museum looked and felt like. Mm-hmm. But I've been to a wide variety of museums. My favorite kind of a museum is a science museum. And as you can imagine, a science museum is an incredibly modern space, high ceilings, science and technological kind of installations, and a lot for you to learn from as well. It's a very hands-on kind of a museum, perhaps a different kind of museum from the Museum Nagara, where you would go to look at exhibits and artifacts.
Yep. And not as hands-on.
So one museum that completely changed my idea of what a museum can be was the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. When I went there, because it's not just... Because there are many memorial museums. You know, in Laos, I've been to the museum that sort of commemorates the bombing and the subsequent carnage that happened there. But the Holocaust Museum is intentionally set out with the idea of exploring what making amends means, right. what looking back at history with regret means. Mm. And that it's very clear. That's the ideology of the museum.
And it is political.
Yes. So that it led me to this question of, is history or even our scientific achievements or the things that we choose to tell ourselves about the past, can it ever not be political? Isn't there always an ideology in them? And therefore, then, this is just a means of acknowledging that that exists and what are we going to do with it? Rather than pretending that we're presenting a neutral point of view.
It is the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, the War Remnants Museum in Ho Chi Minh City is also a good example of that because the top floor of the museum is reserved for the horrors of the Vietnam War from the perspective of the Vietnamese. Mm. And it makes viewers or visitors to the museum very, very uncomfortable because the photographs and the explanations are hard to handle. But it is a truth and it is a Vietnamese truth.
Mm-hmm. It is someone else's truth. I mean, there is no way of being, I suppose, all-encompassing when it comes to these things. I mean, how do you display so many different perceptions, I guess, or views on a certain issue like that?
But it's important not to just have one point of view, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, so even though polyphonic sounds slightly funny, I think that, to me, I think that's actually a good direction to go in, to recognize that there are many voices and many perspectives.
Mm. You know what we should do, right? We should get this museum council people to limit them to a tweet. Define a museum.
In a tweet.
In a
yes.
tweet. That way they are limited by number because of characters.
Clearly, even though in 50 years they've changed ideologies yes. and ideals, they've not changed how they write their definitions.
No, not at all.
I mean, and just out of curiosity, I mean, what can Malaysia do better in terms of our own museums here?
All of the things that they said. I think from you talking about being more vibrant and attractive
yes.
to having more voices mm-hmm. to thinking about how we represent our history and not just being a government mouthpiece. Mm. So many things that I'm thinking about our National Museum.
Mm. Yeah.
Just any museum here can learn from, I think.
And I'm going to take a leaf out of a bit of culture here and make a recommendation for Kelly. If you do want to drop by a museum, I'd highly recommend the Islamic Arts Museum.
Oh, yes. It's definitely one of our best museums.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Beautifully done. And I would definitely say that's a good starting point.
Well, right. On that note, we do need to take a break, but you can continue tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. So we have another story coming up after the break, but first here's Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas by Beach Slang.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.